EAA takes its battle with the FAA to the House. Boeing accelerates the 737 MAX schedule, and Diamond to build LUAs for Russia. This is Aero News for Thursday, June 20th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. 2 weeks ago, EAA members and others sent more than 19,000 emails and letters to the U.S. Senate offices urging senators to sign a letter opposing the FAA's effort to charge air traffic fees at aviation events, including AirVenture. This is costing events hundreds of thousands of dollars and in some cases forces them to cancel. In an online message sent to the EAA membership, Chairman Jack Pelton said that it is now time to focus on the House of Representatives, where a bipartisan group of General Aviation Caucus members is angry that the FAA has ignored the congressional directive against user fees and unilaterally forced aviation events to pay up or shut down. This bipartisan group in Congress is asking its colleagues to sign a letter to the FAA administrator in support of GA and opposed to putting a price tag on GA safety. In his message, Pelton said, quote, "The best way to help convince lawmakers to join their colleagues is hearing from their state's constituents. That's what we need you to do right now," end quote. EAA has established an online petition, along with a suggested letter that members and others interested in general aviation can send to your members of Congress, urging them to sign the letter. Boeing has announced that the first delivery of the 737 MAX 8 to launch customer Southwest Airlines will be a quarter earlier than originally scheduled, in the third quarter of 2017 instead of the fourth. Since launch in 2011, the 737 MAX team has worked to define the final configuration of the airplane, including new LEAP 1B engines from CFM International, a redesigned tail cone, and the advanced technology winglet. Testing in the wind tunnel and data analysis proved that the 737 MAX configuration, set to be final in July, will give customers a 13% fuel burn improvement over today's most fuel-efficient single-aisle airplanes. Testing, improvement workshops, and solid early data have allowed Boeing to validate the airplane's performance and move the schedule forward. Next, after firm configuration is achieved, the 737 MAX team will begin detailed design of the airplane, scheduled for completion in 2014. Saying local aviation in Russia is undergoing a severe crisis, as there are no state-of-the-art quality light airplanes of affordable prices, Russia Ural Works of Civil Aviation, UWCA, a Rostec subsidiary, and Austria's Diamond Aircraft Industries have signed an agreement for the joint design and production of a series of light utility aircraft, LUAs, in Russia. The signing took place at the Le Bourget Paris Air Show. The companies said the initial plan is to produce a small commercial airplane with a capacity of 19 seats to meet the requirements of local air carriers operating with 400 to 1,000 kilometer flights. The aircraft and engines will initially be entirely assembled in Austria. Later, partial component production will be located in Russia, with the LUA components and diesel engines eventually being manufactured exclusively in Russia. The first Russian light utility airplane is expected to enter service in 2016. The companies say the project will help connect remote communities and will provide sustainable development of regions that are nearly inaccessible by surface transportation. Bombs away! That could be the battle cry for the weekend before AirVenture in Oshkosh, as the CAF and EAA are joining forces for an unprecedented and rare gathering of World War II-era aircraft dubbed Heavy Bombers Weekend in Madison, Wisconsin. The event starts Friday, July 26th, and will feature the world's only airworthy B-29 Superfortress, Fifi, the B-17 Aluminum Overcast, and the B-24 Diamond Lil. Other attending aircraft include a P-51 Mustang, C-45 Expediter, an SNJ-5, PT-26, a PT-17 Stearman, and a T-6 Texan. Most of the airplanes will be available for ground tours and rides. Additional ground tour aircraft include an Air National Guard F-16 and a UW MedFlight helicopter. Sean Elliott, EAA's Vice President of Advocacy and Safety, said, quote, "We are excited to have the EAA and CAF join forces for the first time in an event that should garner international attention. This is a historic opportunity for the public to view, touch, photograph, climb through, and even fly on these aircraft at one location." The event will be held on the east side of Dane County Regional Airport at Wisconsin Aviation, Friday through Sunday, July 26th through the 28th. When Aero News continues, a summary of new plane orders from Paris, Bell returns to the SLS market, and a hot air helicopter?
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, June 20th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Singapore Airlines has increased its orders for the A350XWB with an additional 30 A350-900s, plus options for a further 20 aircraft. The agreement firms up a commitment announced last month. Under the terms of the agreement, Singapore Airlines will be able to select either the baseline A350-900 or the larger A350-1000 when exercising its options. This is the third order from Singapore Airlines for the A350XWB. The Air France KLM Group has finalized a firm contract for 25 A350-900 aircraft and for a further 25 options, saying the aircraft will become an essential element in the group's future fleet strategy. Boeing and Ryanair have finalized a firm order for 175 next-generation 737-800 airplanes, valued at $15.6 billion at list prices. The order, originally announced as a commitment in March, is Boeing's largest ever aircraft order from a European airline. And Embraer disclosed a firm order from Japan Airlines Tuesday for another four Embraer 170 jets. The firm order is already included in Embraer's backlog as an undisclosed customer. With this new agreement, the total number of firm orders for the E-170 from JAL is 15 aircraft. Bell Helicopter will be returning to the short, light, single-engine helicopter market with a new product designed to specifications based on the input of a customer advisory council. Bell Helicopter's new 5-seat entry-level aircraft is expected to complete its first flight in 2014, with certification to follow as quickly as possible. Bell Helicopter's new short, light, single-engine helicopter will feature a high-visibility, fully flat cabin floor with 5 forward-facing seats. It is designed to meet performance targets recommended by the Customer Advisory Council, including a speed of 125 knots, a range of 360 to 420 nautical miles, and a useful load of 1,500 pounds. Bell Helicopter is no stranger to the short, light, single market, having developed it nearly 50 years ago with the introduction of the Bell 206 Jet Ranger. Nearly 7,400 Bell 206 series aircraft have been produced since 1967, with over 4,400 remaining in service today. Well, you sometimes see a lot of strange things at air shows, but none stranger, perhaps, than a scale model helicopter with rotors driven by compressed air. It's being shown this week at the Paris Air Show. The aircraft, dreamed up by Belgian startup company Sagita, is approximately 85% efficient, according to Sagita's engineers. The online publication Gizmag reports that the Sherpa's propulsion system starts with an air intake at the rear of the aircraft, which leads to a compressor. That compressor diverts air to the engine for combustion and also to two turbines, which power the contra-rotating rotors. The compressed air uses waste heat generated by combustion as well as exhaust gases to increase its temperature to 212 degrees Fahrenheit before being routed to the turbines, meaning no additional cooling system is required, according to the company. It also eliminates the need for a tail rotor, or so they claim. Sajita plans for the Sherpa to be a two-seat aircraft with an 85-knot cruising speed and a range of just over 200 nautical miles. The company says the technology could also be applied to much larger helicopters as well as UAVs. The company hopes to have a flying prototype in 2 years, with sales beginning in 2016. It's been in development since the company was founded in 2008. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks again for listening. You're now cleared for departure.